I'm a great believer in Groucho Marx's 4-year-old child could answer this question, so we have in fact retained a 4-year-old child on the staff who deals with most of the questions related to internet access.
Of course, Brian Jeffrey was just kidding about the 4-year-old, but he doesn't kid when he's talking about the research conducted by International Technology Group, a market research firm in Los Altos, California. Brian founded the firm in 1983 as an IBM watching company, but deftly broadened its focus as demand for detailed third-party examination of IBM products and policies decreased. Today, ITG focuses on qualitative analysis of marketing issues. He recently completed a report on internet commerce. We discussed the report over breakfast in a restaurant near Brian's office.
Brian, your recent study of electronic commerce turned up some figures on customer service, which I thought were stunning and not too positive for the internet. Would you tell me about those?
One of the things we were doing is looking at the banking industry. Now, banking industry, your normal response time on, say, an ATM machine, you're looking at about 2 to 3 seconds. Your response time on a call center, if you're doing an automated call, you're looking at less than 2 seconds. The general principle with call centers, if you are calling in to speak to a call center operator, is that your call should be answered in under 10 seconds. The norm is actually closer to about 5 to 6 seconds. Your response time on a bank website is an average of about 29 seconds. And that's the average. I mean, some of them run to 2 minutes. And that's pretty much the case for all of the other websites out there. Now, I mean, there's a whole experience with customer service that says that if you cannot respond to your customer in a matter of seconds, then you're going to lose that business. From everything we know, decades of experience with customer service and customer loyalty, pretty much everything that's happening on the web right now is a disaster. Is that going to last? No, it's not going to last. I mean, as soon as you start getting some real competition, and as soon as we start moving from the enthusiast to the everyday Joe who's doing banking, purchasing, all kinds of transactions on the internet, I mean, there is going to be a demand for much higher quality of service. I mean, one of the things that amazed me, I was reading just before Christmas, it was this Amazon Books. Their website was out for an entire day just before Christmas, which is one of the major selling periods for the book industry. What was amazing about it is not that it went out, but nobody seemed to find this at all unusual. Now, you want to project that out a few years to the point where you do have some genuine competition and more people offering that kind of service. I mean, that's going to be catastrophic to have outages of that kind. It's going to be extremely damaging to have 30-second response time delays. It's going to be extremely damaging to have all of these weird and wonderful things that happen when your browser doesn't quite match the website. Obviously, one of the things that's going to happen here is that consumer tolerance is not going to be infinite.
Another analyst has made quite a name for himself, predicting that a mainframe system failure will bankrupt a Fortune 500 company by the year 2000. Do you see enough gloom in the internet to make a similar prediction about internet commerce and its effect on a major corporation at some future time frame?
I don't think you're going to be seeing major catastrophes simply because no time in the next 5 years is any Fortune 500 corporation going to be transacting business predominantly via the internet. The risk is far more this sort of steady accumulation of dissatisfied customers. Here's a lovely statistic we found looking at the insurance industry. Now, if you've got a customer who describes themselves as satisfied, that customer is going to come back for repeat business about 55-56% of the time. A customer who describes themselves as very satisfied is going to come back for repeat business more than 80% of the time. A customer who describes themselves as dissatisfied is going to come back for repeat business less than 20% of the time. So what you're looking at is a steady, slow loss of customers and loss of business. These days we're getting into all these concepts like customer lifetime value, where you measure what is the value of that customer over his or her lifetime. And if you're in, say, the financial services business, customer lifetime value can be $500,000 to $1 million. In those kinds of businesses, I mean, you really can't afford to irritate your customers like this. Right now, it's not doing too much damage because the number of internet customers is relatively low, and Also, frankly, because all of the websites are equally awful when it comes to this kind of thing. But, I mean, you're going to get a shake out there. Try to imagine any other way of interacting with the business where you're going to have those kind of wait times, those kinds of unpredictability. I mean, a 30-second wait to use your ATM card, a 30-second wait to be able to hook into an automated telephone system. Those things just aren't feasible. Sooner or later, what's going to happen with the internet is, I mean, it's going to be run and governed more by business and customer service principles than by technical principles. Everyone's going to have to grow up.
You were talking to me earlier about the international payment system. Do you think the international payment system will at some point move to the internet?
I don't think so. I think what's going to happen is the pressure from the internet is going to cause a lot of changes. The big thing you're looking at right now is, I mean, the cost of international funds, cost and difficulty of international funds transfer. Now, if I want to send the money to, say, Italy, somebody's going to be taking a cut on that, and this end, the financial institution in the United States and the financial institution in Italy, and you know, for all I know, there's a bunch of people in intermediate stages. Those things are quite ridiculous. I mean, it comes about because we have a very heavily segmented, not particularly competitive financial structure in a number of areas. Now, the internet is clearly going to undercut that. But, I mean, probably what is going to happen is it's going to force the financial institutions to offer services that are comparable to the internet. I mean, I think they're going to be more, well, I guess, what you would call extranets, which are more protected, proprietary type of networks. The effect of the internet is going to be as a catalyst, and it's an enormous force for deregulation, banking industry, telecom, a whole series of other areas.
Is the internet now, or could it be in the future, a serious mass medium for transaction-based business?
Absolutely. You see, there are really two principles. From a business point of view, there are two things that are driving the internet. One is the expectation of obtaining a lot of new business. That's kind of the predominant thing right now. But the second factor, if you look at most of the companies who have been doing business over the internet, one of the key things that they're reporting is a lower cost per transaction. Routinely anywhere between 25-50% lower for things like order processing, can be orders of magnitude lower cost for distribution of documents, forms, all of those kinds of things. Of those two factors, I think what we're starting to see is a move more towards the internet as a vehicle for cost cutting. It's a lower cost than telephone, it's a lower cost than call center, it's a lower cost than fax, it's a lower cost than the standard telecom system. As we get out of this first phase of internet growth, where everybody is essentially prospecting for new customers and the competitive picture begins to stabilize, what you are going to see is the internet as the real potential effect is in reducing the cost of interacting with customers. Now, a customer is going to care about that. There's a school of thought out there that says that customer loyalty isn't price sensitive. I mean, which strikes me as an extremely dangerous assumption and one that has not been borne out by experience in the past. So, I mean, the internet is a cost-cutting medium. Being able to do things cheaper, being able to do things in a more convenient manner. I mean, you know, you can perform transactions at 3 a.m. in the morning. You're looking at a lot of industries, a lot of businesses, where the combination of low transaction cost and greater convenience is a very, very powerful incentive. We are going to go from all of this tech weeny, touchy-feely, isn't it wonderful stuff to much more hard-headed, bottom-line kinds of things. I mean, the normal dynamics of business competition are going to apply via the web. We're in a phase right now where in the early part of the cycle, where there's still not a genuinely competitive situation out there, but that's not going to last much longer.
You've been listening to Net Insider. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. Thanks for listening.